With me on the phone today is Marnie Hamagami, the Executive Director from Theatre Northwest. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about the relaxed performances at Theatre Northwest. What exactly is a relaxed performance?
A relaxed performance is a show of our regularly scheduled theatrical performances that is designed intentionally to be adaptive. So it is the goal of the relaxed performance not to disrupt the artistic integrity of the performance, but instead to change the rules around audience expectation and the environment in which the audience enjoys the performance, to make it more accessible to people with different abilities or disabilities.
Where did the idea of the relaxed performances come from?
I'm not 100% sure, but I think it came out of Great Britain, specifically England, over the course of the last 10 to 20 years. The idea being that there are a group of people in the world who have a really tough time sitting quietly in the dark for long periods of time, and that was affecting their ability to attend theatrical performances, some musical performances, some dance performances, and it was a really intentional way of opening up access to art to as many people in the community as we could.
And what about you guys specifically? Why did you want to do relaxed performances?
For many of the same reasons, frankly. We understand that that a lot of people, for whatever series of reasons, can't sit for long periods of time and be quiet, and the darkness can be problematic, and you know, not everybody has control over their ability or over their vocalizations or their physical movements in the way that is expected often in the theater. So we wanted to do what we could to open up our space and our art to that group of people. Now, I mean, it's a really core part of our mission and mandate is to provide access to all citizens in Prince George and region to contemporary Canadian theater. And we really, when we were talking about access, we really realized that there were certain parts of the community we just weren't servicing because they didn't have the capacity to sit quietly for long periods of time.
What's the response been to the relaxed shows? Have they been popular?
Yeah, they've been really great. They are often the most, from the artist perspective and the staff perspective, they're often our favorite performance of the run.
Wow.
They're wonderful. I mean, we get parents with small children, which is another group who small children are often not super excited about sitting for long periods of time, and parents, you know, getting a babysitter and organizing the babysitter and all of that can be another layer that makes it just more difficult to go out. So that's we get kids coming to the shows and that's great. And we have groups of people who have felt excluded from theatrical performances for long periods of time. They come and they love it. And it's great. It's just been a really exciting program for us.
How do you manage creating an accessible space for people who have different sensory needs during one performance?
Yeah, that is definitely a challenging part. And one of the greatest things about the relaxed performances has been everybody's collective willingness to do what they can individually to make the space open for everybody else who's in the audience. So, there's certain things that we do that we say up front that we're going to do to help people navigate, to understand what the process is going to be and what the environment is going to look like. We haven't had a situation yet where we've had two diametrically opposed needs, but should that arise, it would be my hope that our organization would be able to be flexible and and respond in a compassionate way.
Why is it important to create accessible experiences?
I think that it's very important that the whole community feel as though they are able to participate in as many aspects of the community as possible. So we don't want people to be excluded from artistic or cultural events for reasons that it's really easy for organizations to address and fix. Participation of the wider community is hugely important to the success of the organization. Those are the big reasons. And, you know, I think everybody deserves to come and everybody deserves isn't quite the right word. I think everybody should come to see the artistic and theatrical performances that they want to see. Mm-hmm. And sensory needs shouldn't be a barrier.
Now, what do the performances look like now in a world of COVID? Are you still doing relaxed performances?
We are not doing any performances right now. with COVID happening, we are unable to produce plays. So that means that nobody's seeing any plays. However, we have opened our space to the community to invite artists and groups into our space to do what's called stage readings. Stage readings are a tool that is often used in new play development. When a play gets to a certain point, the playwright will hire actors and a director and bring in an audience. And the artists literally sit on stage in a chair with their script and read the script. What that does is helps the playwright to see places where the dialogue works, places where the dialogue doesn't work, what jokes are working, what jokes are not working, and things like that. In the world of COVID, that allows artists to come on stage and perform without coming into physical contact with their fellow artists. It helps to keep them safe. It also keeps the rehearsal costs down, and with no stage or with no set and no costumes, there's a whole bunch of cost savings in those areas as well. All of that said, we are thinking of doing one relaxed stage reading. The group that is doing this particular stage reading has indicated their interest in and willingness to participate in a relaxed stage reading, and so hopefully that will all come together.
When it comes to a stage reading, what kinds of things would help to make it more relaxed?
Well, the nice thing about stage readings is they're already fairly relaxed. And certainly in the world of COVID, with the physical and social distancing measures in place, there's already a lot of things happening that we would sort of intentionally make happen during a relaxed performance. One of the things that would probably be different somebody coming to a relaxed and a non-relaxed stage reading is the house lights will be on during the relaxed stage reading, meaning that the lights over the audience would be on. So the audience, the actors can see the audience in a way that's different from a non-relaxed performance.
With your accessibility stuff at Theatre Northwest, you guys have also done like preemptive work so that when people come in, they feel comfortable. And you've done like pictures and little videos of the space so that people know what to expect. Do you want to run me through what that looks like?
Yeah, that's a pretty standard tool in the disability world. It's called a social story. And a social story, the goal of a social story is to cut down on the number of surprises or unknowns that could be present in any given situation. So the reason that the social story is posted is that somebody can take a look at it and they can see pictures of what the space will look like. They will know sort of where the bathroom is. They will know where the bus stop is if that's a service they use. And again, it just helps to cut down on anxiety of the around the unknown. I should also say that Cedar Northwest has been very lucky to receive a whole bunch of training around relaxed performances. And as a result, we have helped other organizations in the community to relax their spaces. Although this program is designed specifically for theaters, it's very easy to take the concepts and apply them out into other cultural spaces. In my mind, cultural spaces includes sports and sporting events, the library, the art gallery, museums. A lot of these groups have been in touch to ask for input. We do always encourage these organizations to also speak with own voices representatives when coming to, after they've taken the time to do the research and develop the program and talk to us and we can give them pointers. It's very important to speak with own voices, members of these communities, of different communities, disability communities, to make sure that they've gotten it right. And that is something that Theatre Northwest has done as well, is to bring own voices consultants in from the community to say, hey, you know, like, this is what we've done. Can you tell us where we need to change something or what needs, or if we've forgotten anything? And we do always encourage and do ourselves pay these consultants. The disability community is often underemployed for a variety of reasons. So it's important to recognize that their expertise is important and to pay them accordingly.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Marnie.
And thank you.